Ein herzliches Willkommen zum Burak New Business Advice Podcast, dem Podcast rund um das Thema Neukundengeschäft und Agenturpositionierung. Willkommen zu diesem Podcast. Der heutige Podcast wird aus zwei Teilen bestehen. Im ersten unterhalten wir uns über künstliche Intelligenz, im zweiten über die Networks. Und dazu bin ich mit Patu Neutemans verabredet. Hi Patu, what's your name? Did I spell it correct?
Yes, it's...
Or was it totally wrong?
No, it was actually pretty good. And for somebody who travels quite a bit, I have to say a lot of people get it very wrong. So thank you very much, Heiko. It's Patu Neutemans. It's a nice name, but you got very, very close. So much appreciated.
So you're working for Ogilvy and you're the boss of the Europe, Middle East and Africa region, right?
That's it. Boss is very much quite a scary and intimidating word, I would actually say, in service of my entire team across Europe, Middle East and Africa.
I think you're the boss.
Boss lady.
But we would like to speak about artificial intelligence. And my first question is, did the... boys and girls from the procurement, from the lovely procurement department, give you a call to come in and talk about the costs. Because now you have much more speed, so they don't have to give you so much money, right?
Well, I suppose that's really the very interesting debate. Let's first and foremost say that, yes, procurement is always there to try to get the best possible deal. But I hope that every constructive procurement conversation isn't just about the price, but about the value. And if we can kind of shift things to that, then it becomes a much more interesting conversation. And in the spirit of that, definitely, we obviously say that, and I think we all experience it, that AI is magical. It really is. I have to say, we do a lot of training, obviously, across Ogilvy, and a lot of people apply it in all kinds of ways that surprise me every day. And I have to say the amazement that, our teams and team members have when they use AI is always genuine. So there's a real moment of magic, I think, with AI, just to really realize how much it can kind of do. But I think I share, definitely a worldview that while it can make lots of what we do potentially faster and more efficient and potentially even more effective, it doesn't necessarily replace human ingenuity. I suppose my premise is that while AI will help to create a lot of, will help us create a lot of wonderful, well-targeted, well-branded content in the world, it will add to the issue of content clutter. We've seen that issue really come arise with everything which is digital, so 20, 25 years in the making, and which gets us back to what the foundational challenge and task of agencies and I suppose marketing is all about is how to help brands with brand differentiation. And in a world of AI, that won't kind of change. So while AI can help us with a lot, where our task in terms of creating brand differentiation and help brands really compete and connect with audiences in ways that break through that all of that clutter will continue to be very needed even more so. And that's definitely what every, CMO or client of mine tells me.
But did they give you a call? Do they want to speak about the costs?
Yes, but I'm not sure if they gave me a call. And hopefully, please have none of them really call me. But or on the other hand, I wouldn't mind actually the challenge to actually try to shift it from a pricing conversation to an actual real value conversation. The challenge, I think, what we hear from our clients is that clients need talent more than ever. And so where we have to shift the conversation to is how definitely AI can take some over of the task, but how we can continue to invest in the talent that they need to come up with the solutions, the real creative solutions and ideas that help them create brand differentiation.
But when we have a look at the structure of the organization of an agency, there is the question, do we need a junior level within the next years, or can artificial intelligence do their job?
So I
need them, but what will they do?
Look, I believe the future of creative agencies is all about amplifying again the talent, less to be about what we make, more about who we are and how we add that human ingenuity. And if you believe that, you know, it's what the clients seek in boutique agencies. It's what they seek in terms of, you know, working with us, with having real talent that knows their business, that can think with them, that can help them think proactively and come up with great solutions that help solve their brand problems. And if you think of that, if you think about it's all about talent and creativity, then you need senior talent, you need junior talent, you need a wide diversity of skills and capabilities.
What will the juniors do? Together.
Juniors, I think, will contribute to creative thinking. It's not, is creativity just a premise of older people? I don't think so.
No, that wasn't my question. But will artificial intelligence do the jobs the juniors do now?
No, I think artificial intelligence will augment a lot of the things that we do today.
Mm-hmm.
But for creativity, for ideas, you need variety of thought. Mm-hmm. And variety of thought comes from people with different backgrounds, different skills. So my absolute belief and conviction and is to continue to focus on, you know, creative solutioning. And for that, we need talent. And that talent needs to come from many, many different backgrounds, old and young. And AI will augment that creative solutioning, but not totally replace it. I'm absolutely convinced of that.
How will the organization of agencies change within the next years? Or will it be more or less the same?
No, I think it will, maybe with the wisdom of being at, having had 30 years of a career at in the agency world, I cannot imagine that we will be exactly the same. To be honest, I've seen so many iterations of the agency world in the 30 years that I've been there. It definitely in terms of jobs and skills that we've never imagined would actually existed before. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll have new skills. AI will again prompt a whole new series of skills that we haven't got today. I think we'll be less about, or definitely a creative agency as ours, will be less about, the making of things at scale, but more focused on, again, the core of our business, which is the leaps in terms of the human insights that we need and translating that into great ideas that really can help with brand differentiation and then make that connection with the audience in ways that are not, that go beyond just digital content that is spewed out there. So what are those, in a world of so much content clutter, what are new ways for brands to really capture that attention of audiences? In my perspective, things such as obviously leveraging the voices of those who have disproportionate attention to take called journalists like you, Heiko, or influencers or content creators will need human ingenuity for that and people in the agency to do that. We'll need to make more of the data that our clients kind of know have to leverage those relationships that they have with customers and really break through. I believe that there's more room for events and physical activity.
This is the lead
to new skills, I think, you know, that we'll need, and some of the obviously a lot of the existing skill that we need.
This is the, let's say, the optimistic point of view when you look into the future, that there are more tasks to do and we need more talents. The pessimistic
more, different.
Okay.
I believe that creative agencies potentially will be smaller, but with more attention for the talent that is in there that is augmented by AI, but focused on really that solutioning.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's necessarily about more. I think it's about, again, going back to the core and about mm-hmm. different skills, not necessarily about expansion.
Okay. The other aspect is that clients will do more of creative work. Do you think we will see more in-house agencies in the future because of AI than we have now?
Again, I want to kind of make the difference. If you think about, I'm going to be very black and white, and there's a lot of nuance actually in what I'm going to about mm-hmm. to say. But you basically have, let's say, the performance content that is out there, mm-hmm. which is all the content that you find in digital and social channels that drive people kind of through the funnel. And you have, let's say, ideas that really create that brand differentiation in the world out there, which, by the way, doesn't mean they won't sell, by the way, because that's a total misconception. So I think AI will help a lot in what I described at in the beginning, that well-targeted, high-performing content that, but the world will be filled with that. And maybe part of that clients will do. We've definitely seen that movement. We've seen them also struggle sometimes with making sure that then they have the best skill in it. But maybe, some clients will take some of that, of those tasks internally. But they will continue to need agencies to come up with the breakthrough stuff that can break through that clutter and really get audiences' attention in a way that, creates that brand differentiation. That is something that I don't think, I don't necessarily feel a need from our clients to say that is something we'll internalize. So I think we have to understand that the marketing, how marketing lives in the world and how it connects brand with consumers takes many, many different shapes and forms. And that in that, some of the things AI can replace, some of those things AI can augment, some of those things clients can do internally, some of those things can't. So it's not that, actually, I said black and white. Actually, it is not that black and white at all. I think there's still a role for all of us to play, but my absolute conviction, Heiko, if you think about the most effective ideas in the world, right? I don't think AI can come up with anything like that. They can help a lot with augmenting it. They can create a lot of great content. But real ideas such as, let's say, Dove, Real Beauty, and the amount of ideas it comes up with to bring that brand thought to life, that helped that brand from being a $1 billion brand 20 years ago to a $7 billion brand today, those types of ideas that are truly creative and really connect a brand to its audiences, I don't think AI will come up with those.
I hope so.
They're too crazy, too out of the box, too out because, actually an idea in essence is already somewhat of an innovation. It's somewhat of a shortcut. It's not rational. It needs left brain as much as it needs right brain. And that's why, yes, augmented by AI, but there will always be the leap that humans will need to take, to be honest, to have those ideas that break through that in tremendous amount of noise that is out there. And that's the ideas as well as the mechanics that do that. And for that, you will continue to need humans. And that's the essence of what our job or our industry has always been about.
So this means that you are looking quite optimistic into the future of communication and brand management.
Yes, because I believe I've seen, if I look over my career, and you know, I started a little bit before the internet, so that ages me now, but I think since the internet has kind of appeared, we've had probably 20 years for brands to be all about the mechanics. There were so much new channels, new formats, new things to do that we became a lot about the mechanics. How do we do social media? How do we do mobile? How do we, new formats, new data, whatever, all of those things to learn. Since I've had this role, in my engagement with senior marketing leaders, what they're all ask for is finally, again, the appreciation of the ideas and the creativity. Because somewhat over the last 20 years, we've developed the muscle to know how we deal with new mechanics and new technologies and new formats. But what hasn't changed is the breakthrough value of ideas. And that is actually what CMOs over the last, 4 or 5 years have been asking again. And I see them not holding back on that because they know that the world is becoming more cluttered, less differentiation, and they need to, that's the essence of what brand marketing is about, is figure out how you kind of break through. And they know they need the leap. They know they need the ideas. So in that spectrum of what I love most about I've always been passionate about, creativity, really creative thinking, I think that will not disappear and actually will need more of it, not less.
Okay. And so we hope that artificial intelligence will not have these or will not use these creative ideas we have now just only humans use, right?
I think, again, AI can augment us. This is also what's quite exciting about it, is like a lot of the things that, to be honest, we don't enjoy doing so much, it actually can really do for us. So it gives us more time to actually focus on the ingenuity rather than the foundational things that we have to do. So in terms of analyzing trends or insights kind of out there and helping us to give us the analysis, but still you need somebody to look at the analysis, by the way, make sense of it, make sure it's right, because let's not forget that AI uses public data that is out there. So there's some sense checking that really has to happen. And then take that foundation and then make the leap. You know, I talk about this often when I used to be a strategist. When I engage with strategists, what I always challenge them on is don't give me the client's brief. I can read what the client wants. Where did you as a strategist use that information from the client, all of your desktop research, and actually make the leap? And a leap is human innovation, is human thinking. So for me, that's what makes me excited, because I kind of go like AI will really help us to do some of the things that we don't necessarily enjoy so much doing, give us that foundation, and then forces us to focus on making the leap so the ideas will get better. And that I don't think AI will do for us.
So thank you very much for this interview, and thank you very much for this optimistic view into our future.
Thank you so much, Heiko.
Okay, thank you.
Let's continue the conversation, because we all have to contribute to figuring out what our optimistic future will look like.
Okay, so we will record another part, so that's fine.
Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Über Feedback an heiko@burak.de freue ich mich.